Hello and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. So before we get started, I'd like to talk about Pokemon Go. It seems that the whole world has gone crazy for this new game. I have seen videos of big crowds chasing rare Pokemon, traffic jams as people chase new Pokemon to catch. I downloaded it, but I live in Taiwan, where the game is not yet available, so there is nothing to catch. But I hope it's released here in the future, because I think it's a very fun game to play. But now let's have a look at today's topic. So, today's video is about why people travel. Why do people go to strange new places and have new experiences? I have been to many different countries. And the greatest thing about traveling is the local people, learning about someone else's story. Not just staying in the hotel or going to the beach, never talking to a local person. I think it's much more interesting to learn about people and their lives. More interesting than just getting a suntan at the hotel pool, or maybe buying a keyring from a shop you'll just give to someone else. But anyway, that's just me. Maybe you guys have different opinions. You can write in the comments box and let us know. But let's have a look at today's sentence. Travel is about experiencing another way of life, learning things you wouldn't learn at home, seeing the world through someone else's eyes, and learning someone else's story. Travel is about experiencing another way of life. Learning things you wouldn't learn at home, seeing the world through someone else's eyes, and learning someone else's story. Now let's have a look at the first word, travel. This is a verb. This is to go on a trip or journey, to go to a place and especially one that is far away. For example, I want to travel to all the continents before I'm 40 years old. Now, traveler, 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 traveler. This is a noun. Someone who is traveling who travels often. For example, airports are usually full of travelers. Now, traveled, 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 traveled. This is an adjective. This is having traveled to many different places. For example, he has been to over 100 countries in his life. He is very well traveled. Now, traveling, 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 traveling. This is an adjective. This is going to different places instead of staying in one place. For example, when you are traveling, you meet a lot of interesting people from all over the world. Now, experience. This is a noun. Experience. 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 This is the process of doing and seeing things and of having things happen to you. For example, he is only 16 years old. He doesn't have much experience. Now, experienced. Experienced, experienced, experienced. This is an adjective. This is having skill or knowledge from doing something. For example, the job advertisement stated that only experienced applicants need apply. Now, experiment, 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 experiment. This is a noun. It's a scientific test in which you perform a series of actions and carefully observe their effects in order to learn about something. For example, the experiment ended badly after he mixed the wrong chemicals. Now, learn. Learn. This is a verb. This is to gain knowledge or skill by studying, practicing, being taught, or experiencing something. For example, you should always learn from your mistakes, so you don't make the same mistake more than once. Now, learning, 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 learning. This is a noun. This is the activity or process of gaining knowledge or skill by studying, practicing, being taught, or experiencing something. For example, there are many different methods of learning English. Pronunciation challenge is one of them. Now, learner, 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 learner. This is a noun. This is a person who learns. For example, he is a very slow learner. You have to explain everything to him very slowly. Now, story, 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 story. This is a noun. This is a description of how something happened. For example, this movie is based on a true story. Now we look at story, story, story. This is a noun. This is a group of rooms or an area that forms one floor level of a building. For example, the Empire State Building has 102 stories. Now we look at life. Life. This is a noun. This is the experience of being alive. For example, I try to record all the important moments in my life in a diary. Now, liven, liven, liven. This is a verb. This is to make something more lively, interesting, or exciting. For example, we should invite my friend to the party. He always livens up everything. Now, lively, 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 lively. This is an adjective. This is very active and energetic. For example, this party is very lively. We should come here more often. Okay, everyone, let's listen to the sentence again. Travel is about experiencing another way of life, learning things you wouldn't learn at home, seeing the world through someone else's eyes, and learning someone else's story.